Well, hello everybody, and welcome to episode number 74 of the JB Sism Show. My name is Jason Sism, and I am your host. And if you've never listened to this show before, this show is dedicated to helping you stay motivated with clarity so you can find the tools that you need to be equipped to transform lives and reach the world with your message. In a sense, I want to help you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. Well, today I'm going to do things just a little bit different. I just hit the record button, and I'm not going to do any of the fanfare, none of the music, not even the professional fun voiceover my friend Dave Wonders did for me. And again, you'll have to excuse my voice. I kind of in the middle of kind of a bronchitis issue, so I don't have much of a voice today. So anyway, I'm probably going to keep this a little bit short. However, this is episode number 74, and I'm going to be talking about my current and future plans. This is a third part in a series called My Current and Future Plans. And basically today, I wanted to open up the microphone and give you an update as to where I am at. So earlier this year, I did a two-part series called My Current and Future Plans, and you can find that over at jbsism.com/042 and jbsism.com/043. I will also have the links to both of those shows in my show notes. But today, I wanted to do a third part in the series, and I'm probably going to keep doing this periodically throughout this podcast. So kind of gives a journal of what I'm doing in the online sphere, in the blogosphere, but also gives you an idea of where I'm at, what I'm thinking, and where I believe God is leading me. And so today I want to walk you through some of the things that I've been working on over the past several months, and where I plan to go heading into this next year. So for me, I'm big on writing, I'm big on recording, and I'm big on working new projects. I'm really excited about what I have been doing. However, nothing really gives me more satisfaction than seeing something that I've been working towards, something that I've been doing, come to fruition. And I'm excited to be sharing with you that piece that's on my heart. And, you know, this last year, there's been a lot of change to jbsism.com. And if you take a look going back to last year, I've shifted in the last year my focus on what I write here on the blog, as well as what this podcast is all about. And actually, back in January, in episode 043, I talk about it. I changed the name of this show. The show was originally called Crosstalk Online Radio, and it was a combination of kind of church leadership, devotional, and I really felt there was a bigger audience out there. And so I wanted to cover even a broader range of topics than just church leadership and just in the Christianity sphere. So I renamed the show to fit the branding of my website. I changed the name of the show to The JB Sism Show, and I think that was the right move. I think that was what this show was needing. I was averaging about 12 listens a week. 12 listens a week on the show, and as I sit right now, I'm actually looking it up right now while I'm talking to you, but in the last week alone, Well, the last month alone, I've had nearly 400 listens to this show in the last month alone. So 400. Yeah, okay. Let's try this. 400 divided by 4. Okay, yeah. So about 100 listens a week. So that's kind of what I've been averaging since I changed the name of the show to the JB Sism Show. I noticed the amount of listens have come up, as well as my topics and my focus of the show has become a lot more structured, so to speak. You know, and that's the beauty of podcasting. It's really an experiment. And because I don't have a producer telling me what I can and cannot produce on my own show, I get to open up the microphone and I get to speak to you from my heart. And that's where I'm coming from, especially today, because I decided not to go with any of the music, not to go with the voiceovers. I just wanted my Hiyo PR40 and myself. And so when I made the change to the JB Sism Show, I really felt that I was focusing a lot more succinct and a lot more clear on the direction that I wanted to go. And my website is really designed to help worn out, overwhelmed leaders and writers stay motivated with clear thinking so they are equipped with clarity and the tools that they need so they can find their voice and succeed. And that's really what I'm all about. If you go to my about page, jbsism.com/about, you're going to see a little bit more of who I am, kind of what this blog is all about, and I kind of have a three core focus on what I'm all about. My vision is what I wrote down. My vision is to equip you with tools so your life can be transformed so you can reach others with your message. My mission is to help you stay motivated with clear thinking so you can find your voice and succeed in life. And if that's all I do, and if that's all I focus on, then I'm doing my job and I'm doing everything that I have set out to do. And that's what this blog is all about. I believe in people succeeding in life, and I want to be able to create relevant content. I want to be able to create content that you're going to find valuable, content that is going to open your eyes, open your mind, open your heart, and take you to the next level, not only as a leader, but as a writer, and as somebody who has a message on their heart that they need to get that message out into the world. So here's the deal. If you consider yourself someone who is willing to do what it takes to see results, that's why I'm writing this blog. And so when I was working on my current and future plans, parts 1 and 2, I was mostly only doing one blog post a week. And for a while, it was just this podcast. And I felt I needed to make a change. And so what I did is I went to Mondays was a regular blog post. Wednesdays was this podcast. And I found that when I made that change, traffic to the website started to pick up. And I knew when traffic started to pick up, I knew that I was on the right track. And the goal was, and if you have a blog, this is one piece of advice that I can give you that I believe will take your message to the next level. is you want to be consistent whenever you do have a blog. You want to make sure that you schedule out in your time when you're going to publish your post. And I made it a commitment. And I made this earlier this last year. I made it a commitment that everything that I publish is going to go out live on the website at 5 a.m. every Monday and 5 a.m. every Wednesday. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss a beat. And I can tell you, other than one time, and that was just a couple weeks ago, just one time, I didn't get it out at 5 a.m. Now, I did get it out before the weekly email automatically sent from MailChimp. And that's a whole other thing. I'm not going to get into how email solution programs work, but I basically have MailChimp set that whenever I publish a new blog post, it's going to see that on the website, it's going to pull off the information, create it into an email format, and then send it out to anybody who is subscribed to my email newsletter list. And so, other than a couple of weeks ago when I wrote the blog post early in the morning, published it at 7:55 a.m., the email that goes out at 8 a.m., so I was 5 minutes early. So, other than that, every Wednesday at 5 a.m., every Monday at 5 a.m., I publish something to the website. And periodically on Fridays, I'll also publish something. And I made that a commitment. I wanted to make sure that you had something to come to this website to. And I've had people tell me, thank you for being consistent. And when I did my blog survey back in March, which I'll do again, probably do a little earlier this next year, probably in February, early February. But when I did my reader survey, it was mentioned that people appreciate the consistency of everything that I publish. And so I knew that everything I did, I had to get out on time. And so I've worked incredibly hard to get that out. And I hope you've noticed that. And if you want me to do anything different, then speak up. Let me know. Send me an email over at jbsism.com/contact. And I would be more than happy to discuss it with you. You can also discuss it with me over at facebook.com/jbsism. And you can connect with me there on Facebook or Twitter at jbsism. And talk with me and ask me why I am consistent or what you can do to be consistent, because I want to help you take your message to the next level and help you craft your message so that you are just as consistent, so you can see those same kind of results that I'm seeing. But coming back to my current and future plans, so that was kind of what I set out to do, and I was mentioning that on the first show, the first part, and then I mentioned some of the things that I want to be doing over the course of this year to take everything that I'm doing to the next level. Well, one of the things I had talked about was putting together an e-course on self-publishing. Now, here's the deal, and I'm going to be candid here. I am working on, right now, I'm working on the framework for an e-course on self-publishing. So, I don't have all of the pieces together yet. So, I've been testing different topics on the podcast, different topics on the blog, just to kind of get a feel with the numbers and the response that I'm getting from people, because I want to make sure that people are responsive to the content that I put out there before I put something out there for sale. And so I'm working on the framework to put together an e-course on self-publishing. And one of the things that people have asked me in person about, and I'm on the board of the directors for the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. And I've had people ask me, Jason, how are you able to produce and publish so much stuff when you have a full-time job, a family, and all of that? And my answer is, I make the time. I make the time to write. I make the time to produce my content. And I find those moments in my day when I can sit down and write. Or I find those moments in my week where I can put together a blog post or put together the next piece of the puzzle for this e-course that I'm working on. And so I have a framework together. I said that I would love to have one ready to go by the end of the year. I have not yet started writing. I've not yet started writing out the course. And so I can't put an e-course together unless I first write it and then record all of the audio pieces. So I can't do anything until I do that first, because otherwise I won't have an e-course to sell. So I'm working on the framework, kind of what is it that people want? What is it that people are looking for? And so I'm doing that by asking questions, talking with people in person, and eventually it will get there where I'm able to put together a full e-course on self-publishing, how to do that, how to become an indie publisher like myself. Now, that aside, I am working on an e-course right now. It's mostly written. So I'm pretty excited about this. It's mostly written. All I now have to do is record the video, record the audio, and format everything that goes into this e-course. Now, this e-course doesn't have anything to do with blogging, podcasting, self-publishing, but this is an complimentary course, I should say, for my devotional ebook that I published back in January called Grace, What's So Amazing About It. Now, I've kind of researched a bunch of different places on how people can access this course. And I wanted to make it easy so that people could watch the videos, download what they needed, and everything would be succinct, everything would be easy to find. So I found a company called Teachable.com. Now, Teachable.com is very similar to Udemy. And Udemy right now is the number one e-course company out there, mainly because you can put your stuff on there, people find it, people buy it. Now, Teachable is a little bit different, where you put your stuff on there and then you still have to sell it. And so you can brand everything to yourself. You have a lot more control over it. You can control the pricing. You can control, you know, whatever. And so in that regards, that is awesome, because I wanted something that I would be able to put my e-course on Grace so that churches, church leaders, small group leaders would be very apt to purchase, but yet also it would be easy to understand and they could just go down the list, play the videos they need, download the resources they need for that week. And so basically, it would be a 7-week course. Week number one, it would be all about teaching the leader how to run the course, teaching the leader how to run a small group. The next week would be an introduction to the course that you would play before the whole group before they start reading the ebook. And then you would have the 5 weeks that are covered in the ebook. And so I'm really excited about this because I think this is an e-course for small group leaders that is going to change how small group ministry is done. I wanted it to be easy access, and I think Teachable allows me to do that. Now, who knows? I may find something better down the road, and I can always move it. But Teachable is going to allow me to get it up, get it out there, ready for purchase. And that's the goal. So that's really the big thing that I've been working on. So it's mostly written. The next step is I have to sit down and I have to video it. I've put all the videos together, and then I have to record all of the audio lessons as well that'll go with it, which is actually going to take people deeper than what the videos will. Videos are only going to be anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. The audios will probably be about a half hour. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about. That's where I'm headed with that. So I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully in the next few months, I'll be able to start advertising it and getting it out there for beta testing. And once I get some beta testers in there to check it out, test it out with their groups, then we'll be able to launch it and get as many churches, as many small group leaders to purchase this small group e-course. So that's really the big thing that's coming around the corner, and I'm really excited about it. Hold on, let me get something to drink. And I'm not going to edit today's episode, so I'm gonna leave all that in. Anyway, the next thing that I'm pretty excited about that I just finished, and it's actually probably in the next 2 weeks, so I'll be looking for it on the website, jbsism.com. I'll be looking for it in the next 2 weeks on the website. I have written a brand new ebook, a brand new free ebook, Well, hold on. Let me see if I can pull up this ebook. Hold on here. Bear with me. Let's see if I can. Oh yeah. Okay. Here we go. Opening it up right now. And again, I'm not editing today's episode. This is all staying in. Anyway, the title of this ebook, and it's going to be available on the website in the next 2 weeks. It's called Ready, Set, Publish. 7 reasons why you should publish your book this year. So I'm really excited about this ebook. I think this ebook is going to encourage people who have a message on their heart to get their book published. So it's called Ready, Set, Publish. 7 reasons you should publish your book this year. Now, here's the deal. This book, I could easily charge $10 for. I'm not even going to charge $5 for it. I'm not even going to charge $1.99 for it. This ebook is going to be completely for free. And I did that because I care about the content that you want to create, the books that you have on your heart, and I want to help propel you into the future so that you can say, yes, I've published my book. So this ebook is going to go live on the website in the next 2 weeks. So here's the only deal. Here's the only catch. Even though it's completely for free, you don't have to give me any money for it. I could easily, again, charge $10 for this book, but I'm not going to. You're going to be able to get this ebook for free on my website. All I need is your name and email address. That's it. It's as simple as that. You don't need to give me anything else. Just your name and email address. And the best part, you're going to get every blog post, every podcast episode right in your inbox. You're going to get special emails periodically from me that's going to help take your message to the next level, give you the tools that you need to take your message to the next level. You're going to be the first to hear about when my e-courses are ready to go live, any books that I'm writing or working on. And so that's the beauty of signing up for my email newsletter list, is you get the tools that you need so that you can have a transformed life, so you can reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. And so this ebook, Ready, Set, Publish, 7 Reasons You Should Publish Your Book This Year, is going to go live in the next 2 weeks. So I'm really, really excited about that. And I hope you're just as excited about it as I am. It is based upon one of the most popular blog posts I've written this year. And so I've expounded upon it. I've taken it a little bit deeper. And I can't wait to share this ebook for you. And again, it's going to be completely for free. So I've been really, really busy over the course of these last several months. So I've been working on a new e-course called Grace, What's So Amazing About It. It's going to be available on teachable.com. I've written a brand new freemium ebook called Ready, Set, Publish. I've put the framework together on a self-publishing e-course. And then the next thing that I've been working on and that I'm planning on doing, as well as writing more of, is blog posts on priorities. And then plan on using those posts to craft a new book on priorities. I don't know the title yet. It's just in the infancy. It's just in the planning stages. I'm not sure when I'm going to get that done, get that published, but I wanted to let you know that I'm working on it. And so you may be seeing some more blog posts on priorities, how to have a life of priorities so that you can not only get more done in less time, but also where you can put your family first, put God first, take care of your finances, take care of your health, take care of yourself. If we don't have our priorities set, we don't have our priorities together and in line, we as individuals are going to fall apart. And so my goal is, over the next several months, is to work on a new ebook on priorities. And now this ebook is like the other one, it's not going to be free. So the other one is free. This one is not going to be free. However, I can't wait to get it written. I can't wait to get it out there, because I believe there are so many people who have the wrong priorities in life. And because they have the wrong priorities in life, they've not put their lives together and their lives are falling apart. But I want to help you get there. I want to help you be productive. I want to help you be the best you that you can be. And so that's one of the other big things that I'm working on. And then the other thing that I'm working on, and not sure how I'm going to do this yet, but I'm wanting to put together, and if anybody's interested, this would be great. I'm wanting to put together a paid mastermind Facebook group. Hold on, let me get a drink. Oh, that's good stuff. Anyway, I'm planning and wanting to put together a paid mastermind Facebook group on the topics of blogging and book writing. And the reason why I want to do that is because, you know, I don't want to have several thousand people in this Facebook group. It's probably only going to be limited to a handful of people, but it's going to be a paid mastermind. So it'll probably be so much a month. You know, maybe it'll be, you know, like $30 a month, $50 a month, something like that. There's going to be live Facebook video sessions. There's going to be discussion questions. Excuse me. There's going to be discussion questions. There's going to be collaboration. And then hopefully, if I can get it figured out, live call-ins where we can use a product like Zoom, where we can have face-to-face conversations. But the goal is to have a paid mastermind on blogging and writing so that we can take our message, everything that we're doing, to the next level. Because, face it, if we try to do everything on our own and we don't collaborate with like-minded people, our message and everything we're trying to do is going to fall flat. And so the best thing we can do is be a part of like-minded people discussing life, discussing what things are to come in our writing, discussing what we're working on, what's working, what's not working, and then get people to input into our lives. And that's really what a mastermind is all about. So if you are interested in wanting to join my paid mastermind Facebook group, and if I get enough people who are interested in this, I'll start it up. So what I want you to do is go to jbcism.com/contact. jbcism.com/contact. Contact me there and say, yes, sign me up for your paid Facebook mastermind. Sign me up for your paid mastermind Facebook group. And I'm gonna set the dollar amount to $30 a month. We'll start it there. And so $30 a month, a paid mastermind group on blogging and writing to help take your message to the next level, give you the tools that you need so you can find your voice and succeed in life. So if you are at all interested in wanting to take your writing to the next level, take your blogging to the next level, this is going to be the Facebook group that you're going to want to be a part of. And so if you're interested, send me an email, jbcism.com/contact, and let me know there. Well, my friends, I hope you have enjoyed this. I've had so much fun the last several months working on some of this stuff, putting some of this stuff together. And I believe that if we don't collaborate together, if we don't take the time to hone our message and get the tools that we need so that our message is perfected, or that we're always working on our message, we're never going to go anywhere. And one of the best ways to do that is to put our nose to the grindstone and start writing. Your message will never come across. You'll never have people reading your stuff unless you take the time to write. Take the time to share your heart. Share the message that God has given you with the world. Well, my friends, you can find today's full show notes over at jbcism.com/074. jbsism.com/074. And if you could do me one favor, head over to iTunes, subscribe to the show, and then give me a rating and a review. And let me know how I'm doing. And let me know how this show is changing your life. Well, that's it. I'm signing off. Have a great rest of your week. And I'll see you right here for episode number 75 of the JB Sism Show next week. God bless. Bye-bye for now.